Okay, so I'm here with Artis Pabriks, who was referred to in the introduction to today's conference as the godfather of the NATO Strategic Communications Center here in Riga. I wonder if you could just talk us about how the idea for the center came about and what the process was to turn it into a reality.
Well, curiously enough, but I think this idea came to my or our mind, I would say, on the weekend, on Sunday. But in general, the reason was that we could see already in the Baltic countries for a longer time the extent how Russian media was trying to penetrate people's minds, and knowing that this media is not democratic, and knowing that this media is under the control of rulers in our neighboring country. I was thinking, or in a broader circle, we were thinking in a, among colleagues and friends, how can we counter in a liberal democratic society the threats which are coming either from non-democratic regimes or which are increasingly coming from different non-governmental organizations, including terrorist organizations, towards free societies which, let's say by birth, supports freedom of speech, freedom of choice, all those freedoms that we have in Europe. And sometimes it seems that we cannot defend ourselves properly against these so-called new threats, which are not exactly military. These are not bullets, these are not machine guns, but this is just an ideas, just videos on new social media. And social media, of course, is also something very new, because in former times, for such propaganda, they would need radio or TV channel, but now it is much on much broader scale. And it is attractive to many youngsters who maybe did not experience non-democratic regimes or authoritarian regimes, and we can see also in Western Europe and in West in general, people who are, if I may say so ironically or sarcastically, who are tired from the sun of freedom of the streets, who are tired from a welfare state, and they simply search for somebody who is strict, hierarchic, and who can tell them the way, who can recognize that they are also somebody, so they simply join either ISIS or they are willing to support authoritarian regimes. So, in short, the idea was, how can we counter that? And we understood that we need, it's not just a Baltic question, it's not just Latvian question, we need some kind of brainstorming analytical center where we can work on these things and we can try to find ways how to make people in democracies more immune against such kind of threats distributed by social media or media in general. So we came to the idea of Strategic Communication Center, because NATO actually is the organization which should deal with different types of new and old threats. And if this organization is incapable or unwilling to do something like this, then who else? And so it took about 2 years, and it's here now.
But if you've been talking about it, I guess the roots go back to when you were foreign minister, yes? The original ideas? Or?
Yes. Well, it's a longer time, of course, because we could see that, especially in a small society, in a small country like the Baltic countries or Latvia, we are always penetrated by foreign media. We are always penetrated by social networks, because we cannot compete with somebody who is very big. So we have to find alternatives. We have to find asymmetry, and we have to educate our people. So this idea was first initiated really by this feeling of vulnerability and weakness.
But if it's something that you've been thinking of for several years, have you been surprised by, well, the level to which the West seems to have been surprised by the rise of these social media networks and so on? Because it seems that people were kind of caught with their trousers down as far as Russian propaganda and so on was concerned.
Well, I was not so much surprised. I was disappointed. And here I must say that we can brag here in the Baltic countries. I think we should. Because 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago, before the war in Ukraine, frequently our talks about threats in Western European capitals have been perceived as, you know, these small guys, they are making troubles, they are troublemakers because they are afraid of something which doesn't exist. They have this psychological trauma because of occupation of the Second World War, etc. And I think this is a wrong perception. What happened afterwards actually showed that we have been cool enough and that we have been pointing in the right direction. And I think the example is precisely those three NATO excellence centers which have been established in all three Baltic states because of our insistence. And these excellence centers are cybersecurity, energy security, and the Center for Strategic Communication. These are all three themes which are extremely important for every society globally at this moment. So I'm proud, actually, that we have been here, the ones who have been thinking a little bit out of the box and trying to propose such things which are relevant for others. So I'm happy that at the end this, my disappointment could turn the vision into reality.
And at the end of your introductory remarks to the conference, you sort of stressed the need for the Strategic Communication Center to look to the future, to identify things before they happen, you know, not just to be reactive. So what do you see happening? What do you see the shape of the future being?
Precisely. We have to be one step forward to threats, otherwise we will never be able to deflect them. So future is very unclear at this moment, because if we are looking to our neighboring country, Russia, so economic problems and internal problems will press current government to make decisive steps either to one side or another side, but they have a problem. Secondly, we face huge problem with all types of terrorist organizations in Middle East, starting with ISIS and others, and of course all North Africa is under this. We have migration trends, which are also one of the issues for social media and media in general playing a big role. We have issues regarding the water health, some less military parts. We have cyber threats, which in combination with communication issues can be almost a deadly weapon. We can see the extension on which security now and stability is threatened also in the Yellow Sea and in the Far East. So we have a number of such things. And I would say that we are, as a civilization, we are in a big transformation process. It's not to say that we did not have transformations before, but I think at this stage something big is happening and we still have a problem to grasp this and we don't know how we will come out of this. So this is why any kind of think tank or brainstorm is highly needed, where we can put our intellects together.